This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal and flags off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. Government issues strong rebuttals to misleading claims being made regarding the Viksit Bharat G-Ramji Act. And the Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokhan Sahu, concludes his two-day visit to Manipur. The news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal yesterday and flagged off five Amrit Bharat trains from the two states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Koliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce wildlife-human conflict. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project. He highlighted the historical importance of Koliabor in Assam's past, present and future, noting that it is the gateway to Kaziranga National Park and a hub of connectivity for Upper Assam. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. He emphasized that expanding rail connectivity benefits both social and economic levels. Northeast region emerging as the new gateway to India's development and the goal of BJP-led government is to accelerate the pace of development at par with the rest of India, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of Bhumi Pujan of the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project and four-lane upgradation of Koliabor-Numaligarh section of the National Highway 715 in Assam. Addressing a public gathering at Mochanda Pathar in Koliabor yesterday, the Prime Minister said the BJP government prioritized the infrastructure development of Assam as these will create new opportunities and long-term growth. The PM added that both economy and ecology can go together and does not believe in conflict between them. The Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokhan Sahu, concluded his two-day visit to Manipur yesterday. He arrived in the state on Saturday and inspected different projects undertaken in Kakching district of Manipur. Tokhan Sahu inspected houses constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU, at Ward No. 7 under the Kakching Municipal Council. He also visited Salam Project Pukhri Achoba, rejuvenated under the Atal Mission for Rejuvenation and Urban Transformation, Amrut 2.0. Later, he interacted with members of self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antodaya Yojana, National Urban Livelihood Mission, and inspected the Moramba Solid Waste Management SBM site at Kakching District Hospital. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Environment and Forest Wangki Lowang hosted Padma Shri awardee and eminent Assamese historian Professor Jogendranath Phukan for a three-day heritage tour of Tirap district. Professor Phukan was accompanied by his research team members Dhiraj Phukan and Deepak Phukan. During the tour, the delegation visited Sumsi village to examine a site believed to be the burial place of the Raj Mao, the king's mother, of the 20th Ahom king, Jayadhwaj Singha. The team observed a large isolated earthen mound at Sumsi, locally known as Chopha Mangrup, traditionally regarded as sacred and believed to be a royal maidam. Minister Lowang assured that archaeological experts would be engaged to scientifically assess the site, in consultation with Professor Phukan, with the possibility of developing it as a heritage and tourism destination, if confirmed. The Indian Army continues to showcase its latest weapon systems and operational capabilities across various border states in the Northeast, highlighting its preparedness, technological strength, and commitment to safeguarding the region's security and territorial integrity. Defence spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said that as part of the Pineapple Festival celebrations at Bagra in Arunachal Pradesh's West Siang district, local military authorities organized a weapon and equipment display to promote community outreach and military-civil fusion. He added that the display formed an integral component of the festival, adding a dimension of awareness and engagement to the cultural event. It witnessed enthusiastic participation from villagers with keen interest from youth and students, who gained first-hand insight into the Indian Army's capabilities, professionalism, and operational preparedness through guided interactions and equipment familiarization, the defense official said. The government has issued strong rebuttals to misleading claims made regarding the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act, calling the opposition's criticism of the act factually incorrect and misleading. It noted that the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act 2025 guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household. It said that claims about the right to work being taken away are politically motivated. The government further underlined that the Act says that employment must be provided within 15 days, failing which unemployment allowance is mandatory. On wages, the government said that the Act clearly provides that every person who has worked under the scheme is entitled to wages at the notified wage rate for each day of work. It said that under the Act, wage rates will be notified annually and remain higher than MG Narega rates, and guarantee payments to be made within a week or within a fortnight. Responding to concerns about agricultural season restrictions, the government said that the 125-day employment guarantee remains fully intact. It also rejected claims of centralization, calling them baseless, and said contractors are explicitly prohibited. On funding, it said the scheme follows a structured 60-40 and 90-10 cost-sharing pattern and is not an arbitrary burden. Arunachal Pradesh Rural Works Department Minister Pasang Dorji Sona yesterday issued a strong warning against delay in executing projects under the PMGSY and Vibrant Village Program VVP roads, stressing that timely completion and quality execution would not be compromised. Chairing a circle-level review meeting on the progress of PMGSY and VVP road projects at Rupa Circle of West Kameng District, Sona said, "The roads under these schemes are extremely important for rural connectivity and public convenience and must be completed within the stipulated time." In a joint operation, the Tripura Police and the Railway Protection Force arrested two suspected arms and drug peddlers yesterday after they arrived in Agartala on an express train, officials said. Deputy Inspector General of Police Rati Ranjan Debnath said the security officials recovered a loaded pistol and around 100 bottles of banned cough syrup from the possession of the two youths from Bihar after detaining them at Agartala Railway Station. He said the seizure was made during a joint operation conducted on the Rani Kalmalavati Express after the train reached Agartala Railway Station on the outskirts of the city. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal and flags off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. Government issues strong rebuttals to misleading claims being made regarding the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act, and the Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokhan Sahu, concludes his two-day visit to Manipur. And with that, we end to the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.